Heat and Cool is America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products and one of Inc. magazine's fastest-growing private companies in America. Bet you didn't know that. But you know what they do? They bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world at the best prices possible. And unlike other companies, Heat and Cool will assist you and your technician with any technical support questions you may have during the installation or with servicing your system before and after your purchase. How about that? Orders ship free to the continental U.S. Most orders ship the same day, and they have a hassle-free 365-day return on all purchases if you're not happy. Oh, you got to deal with Heat and Cool, and the summer's here. Don't sweat through the entire summer. Why don't you do the right thing and get yourself a system now? And they'll meet or beat the price by 3% from an identical in-stock item from another online authorized reseller. But why would you bother? Just Heat and Cool. Click on their button on our sponsors page on our website and make your house livable this summer, will you? Thank you. All right, now I had to change the keyboard on my wife's phone because she said, I just don't have enough emojis. I mean, that's a conversation I don't think we would have had just, I don't know, a year ago. No. And emojis have become just part of our life. I mean, look, all the celebrities are getting their own emojis. We should get emojis for this show.
There you go.
That's easy.
Anyway, what's happening to our language? Joining us live is a communication consultant. She's the author of Listen to Succeed, which is used in universities, businesses, nonprofits throughout the U.S. and Canada, and you can purchase it in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. And she's here now. Leslie Shore, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a joy to be with you guys on a Friday.
Oh, it's a great Friday. The fact that you're here, it makes it even better. Now, we Americans use a lot of emojis, don't we?
Oh, my goodness, we do. On average, about 100 a day, depending on who you are. That's the average. But with my nieces and nephews, I know it's an awful lot more.
How did they get so popular?
Well, I think what happened was when we started to get our smartphones and the texting had already begun to shorten words and have BRB for be right back. It seemed to be a logical move in terms of having a visual that would express an emotion extremely quickly. Because after all, our millennials that are pushing this movement are really people that love to do communication.
I don't have time to read 5 or 6 words. Just give me a picture, right? I'm busy looking at the next picture. Everybody's getting their branded emojis. Kim Kardashian has her Kimmojis, I think is what they're called. And they're spending a lot of money, and then they're making a ton of money because the fans want to buy the right emojis and all of that. I don't know. I'm not going to pay money for that. But give us, you know, other than the millennial thing where they're too busy to have to bother themselves with actual words, give us some examples, practical examples, when it's a good idea to use emojis.
Well, to be honest with you, I think when the smiley face came out and that in that first set of emojis, it really was a boon to when people are thinking about other people instead of trying to pick up the phone and seeing if they're available or if you have the time. Just the quick emoji will say, hey, I'm thinking about you. So it's a way of getting emotions across very quickly.
You know, and I think a lot of times when you text, you don't necessarily convey the emotion that you mean to in the words. And so you soften something that, you know, that doesn't look like, that could be taken two different ways. So let me just put a smiley face to make sure that I mean it in a happy, friendly way.
Right, because we all know that text does not show emotion unless you're using emotional adjectives.
Yeah.
And an emoji is a very quick way of making sure you're getting what you want to get across.
When is using an emoji a bad idea?
Oh, when the person you're sending it to doesn't understand them.
Yeah. Hello, Mom.
Right. Don't send them to your boss unless they've actually used them with you.
Oh, but if you're applying for a job at a tech company, should you have emojis on your resume?
I don't don't think so. And USA Today made a big mistake back in September about putting in a crying face emoji right next to the headline, U.S. Hero of French Train Attack Stabbed.
Oh.
It's almost like, why are they telling us how to feel with an emoji?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And the other thing is that if you use emojis too much, people may think that you actually are coming off as preoccupied or lazy, and that's really the last thing you want to do.
Yeah. Is it okay to construct an entire sentence made up of only emojis?
Yes, kind of. A gal told me about a time where she texted, "I'm having a Monday," and then it was followed by a string of emojis going from a crying face all the way to a happy, happy face with a grin. And so that was a story in one text using one sentence and an emoji. So you can actually really do some good things, but if someone has to translate and try and figure out what you're saying, that's probably not a good idea.
You know what it's making me think? That our civilization is devolving to the high-tech equivalent of scratching pictures into the rock inside a cave.
Isn't it interesting? The pendulum is swinging back to Cro-Magnon.
Yeah. emoji glyphs, right?
Hieroglyphs.
I love that. That's great.
Oh, you're going to use that and put it in your next best-selling book. Darn.
She'll credit you.
One of the things that we have to think about, Phil, is the fact that emojis actually, even the word emoji, it starts with E-M-O for emotion.
Yeah.
That what it gets across is emotions, but not your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So people who use it have to realize that it's only getting one part of what you want to say across.
Yeah.
And so unless you really have a shorthand with the person that you're sending it to, where you both know exactly what that emoji means,
yeah,
you're not actually getting a thought across. And it's a good idea to make sure that if you're thinking, you get the thought across also.
Yeah. I had a meeting once at a radio station I worked with, and we, in the heat of battle, when you're doing a show, you know, sometimes people can get a little hot under the collar and get on each other's nerves, and you're either speaking to each other or you're sending instant messages. And one of the recommendations from the boss was that, hey, you know what, sometimes why don't you just add a little smiley face at the end of your instant messages, you know, just to kind of keep things light. And I'm thinking, wow, that's an actual business application in the workplace for emojis. And this was some, 2-3 years ago when this came up. And I'm wondering now, do you, Leslie Shore, believe that in the workplace, emojis should be as commonplace in memos and instant messages and that sort of thing and texts or whatever the companies use as regular language?
I hope not. there is so much going on in business that the emoji should be used sparingly. And when you really want to get across that things are lighter, to your term, lighter than it seems, if you start using negative emojis and emojis that may not be taken in the way you are sending it,
yeah,
then you're actually muddling your message. And in business, muddling your message means that dollars are not going to the bottom line.
Yep.
So you really have to be careful. Sure, use them, but be really careful how you use them and with whom you use them.
Thanks for listening to my silly questions. And Leslie Shore's Twitter handle is Leslie Listener. And on Facebook, she's Listen to Succeed. And, of course, the book is worth checking out, and it's in our store. It's called Listen to Succeed. A pleasure to speak with you, Leslie, and smiley face, thumbs up, et cetera, et cetera.
Great speaking with you, Phil.
All right. There we go. So I guess they're here to stay, these emojis. Yeah. What are you going to do? boy. I'll tell you that coming up, we have, you're not going to believe, I have a list. If you're going to go fishing, I have your playlist for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay? You load up your little playlist in your phone. I've got your fishing playlist.
Is it the theme from Andy Griffith?
No, well, that's a good one we should add. before you go, you probably need some good shoes to wear. You don't want to slip out of your little boat and into the water. That would be a bad thing. Get all wet and your phone stops working. You don't have your music anymore. And a place to get good shoes, men's shoes, women's shoes, kids' shoes, is Dogs. That's spelled D-A-W-G-S, Dogs. They've got everything you need. They sell clothing, too. The shoes are great, brands you recognize, and not only the brands for the shoes, but the brands for the clothing. And if you want to check out Dogs right now, you visit our sponsors page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on the Dogs button. You'll receive 40% off your first purchase when you use the offer code, which is shown on that page. 40% off. Go fetch yourself a good deal on our sponsors page. Look for Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, Dogs, a foot's best friend. All right, so when people go places, they put together a little playlist, don't they? You do that, Skylar?
All the time. I have a million playlists.
And how about you? You do that as well, Dale?
Occasionally, yes. Yeah.
I've got playlists at the house. You know, I'll play music at the house, that sort of thing. But just the same, fishing. That's something people like to do. They like to go fishing, right? I have the top 10 country songs about fishing, and you may enjoy this, Skylar, since you're right there in the middle of Music City, where they do play a bit of country music from time to time, don't they?
Just a bit.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite country fishing song?
I do. I really do. It's by Brad Paisley.
What's how's it go? Hum a couple words.
It says, "Well, I love her, but I love to fish." Starts like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's I'm Gonna Miss Her, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's number 8 on the list by Brad Paisley.
That's it, number 8?
Number 8.
Fire.
Okay, we're going to see if you can sing all of these songs. Number 10 is Beta Hook by Justin Moore.
I don't know that one.
Okay.
Oh, I know that one.
Do you?
No.
No, of course you don't.
Beta Hook.
You know who Luke Bryan is, don't you?
Oh, of course.
He's a big name. Number 9 is Hunting, Fishing, and Loving Every Day.
All right, I'll drink to that.
All right. We got number 8 already. Number 7 is from a gentleman by the name of Robert Earl Keen.
Yes. Heard of him.
And the song is called The 5-Pound Bass.
Yeah.
What a nice bass you got.
That sounds like, yeah. Look at the bass on her.
Yeah.
George Jones and Little Big Town have done this. It's a classic song, and it's been covered by George Jones and Little Big Town. We don't know who did the original, but it's called Crawdad Song. The Crawdad Song. So if you go fishing for crawdads.
Have you had crawdads?
Oh, sure I have. It's stuck to my toes. I haven't eaten them, but I've had them stuck to my toes. They just clamp on. You can't take them off. Yeah. Another Brad Paisley song is number 5. Catch All the Fish.
I love these obvious song titles.
Yeah. Now, if I'm a fish, I'm not a fan of Brad Paisley.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, that sounds like a fishicide. Yeah. Billy Currington, another big country name. He's number 4 with Bad Day of Fishing. And I'm guessing that the rest of it is Better Than a Good Day at Work.
There you go. Absolutely.
Right? Heard the song, but that's what it sounds like to me. Trace Adkins, another big name in the country music.
Sure.
Number 3, Just Fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Jansen, don't know who he is. A big name?
I don't either.
Country music, no?
I don't know.
Number 2 is Buy Me a Boat.
Buy me a boat so I can go fishing.
He's entitled, isn't he?
Yeah.
No. What's the old thing? You give a man a fish and he'll eat. If you teach a man to fish, he'll never starve. Something like that. Right?
There you go. Yeah.
Buy me a boat.
Buy me a boat.
Must be a millennial.
Yeah, exactly.
And then number 1 song is performed by Maddie and Tay. You know who that is? I don't.
No.
I don't.
Maddie and Tay.
Then the song's called Shut Up and Fish.
Hey. There you go.
There you go.
You get tired of, hearing you yap. Just shut up and fish.
That's it.
You had that fart story in a bar
I did
earlier
yeah.
in the program.
Real proud of that one. Uh-huh.
What was that? That was in segment the first
one.
Segment. If you want to go back, if you're listening to this one, go back and listen to number one, because I have a story about number two. In 1858, London battled something called the Great Stink. When human waste overflowed their medieval wooden sewers and created three massive outbreaks of contagious diseases.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's not good, huh?
No.
You know what? They had a situation like this in baseball at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Yeah.
The A's were having a problem with that. They were saying that the sewage was backing up and there was a terrible smell there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're trying to get a new stadium as well, because that stadium's so old, because they still play football there.
Right.
They play baseball there.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually had that same issue.
Yeah.
So it wasn't in the 1800s. We're talking... But
if you've ever been to Oakland Stadium, you know that they've got a medieval wooden sewage system there. Skyler.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about Shut Up and Fish, but you don't want to upset your wife, and you don't want to make her suspicious either, do you?
No. Because what's the saying, a happy wife is a happy life?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a suspicious wife triggers a full-scale bomb alert. Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what happened in Leeds, UK.
Mm-hmm.
A retired military member called police when he noticed what he considered to be a viable device in his vehicle. So, fearing he was a target of terrorists, authorities evacuated nearby homes as a bomb squad investigated. And an hour later, the man's wife admitted she planted what was actually not a viable device, but a GPS tracker she'd hoped to use to keep tabs on her hubby.
Uh-oh.
And she hid the device in his car before he went to work. But he noticed it right away, and as soon as he did, called police.
Yeah.
And full-on bomb alert happened.
Oh, boy. Well, are you happy at the moment, Skyler?
I am.
Because we want a happy show.
Yes. Yes, I'm very happy. Thank you.
Right.
Smiley face.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh. We have so much coming up in the second half of the program, including a little talk about Father's Day and how, Dad, you should be the original superhero. We're going to hear from a very interesting guest on that. And also talk a little camping. Get in that pup tent, bring a backpack, and hope the bears don't get in.
Good old Coleman.
Talk a little bit about that. Also, we're going to talk some stories that we have here. Charlie Sheen wants to get into bed with you. You'll have to stay tuned for that one. Those stories and more coming up in the rest of this edition of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Ports of Call Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.